Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Being Neighborly. Tell me, when do you listen to my stories? Is it first thing in the morning? At work? On the drive home? Oh, I know. It's when you're in bed, alone, wearing nothing but your blue boxers. Yes, I can imagine you stroking your beautiful cock to the sound of my voice. You imagine me naked, your hands climbing along my thighs. Opened, yes. Smooth, wet. Lips are spread, thrusting passionately into me. Oh, yes. And then me moaning your name. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck me. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. That makes you come, doesn't it? Oh, I love that thought. Now you know what turns me on. I want to know what turns you on, baby. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. I need a helping hand, and this story, well, it will give me that and more. Are you ready for a story about fucking? I know you are, baby. Let's begin. From the double glass doors leading from the dining room to the redwood deck in my split-level home, I watch as two very handsome men moved into the house behind mine. Yes, oh, as I watched the boxes and furniture being moved in, I could not help but notice that one of the men reminded me of an animal. Yes, he had shoulder-length brown hair, and as he carried boxes, wearing just a pair of cut-offs, yes, you know, the kind from the 1990s. I miss that era. That clothing, so fun and hot. That grunge look, yes. My eyes were drawn to his tanned, muscular chest and arms. So handsome he is. I let my mind drift, thinking of how those wonderful limbs would feel, wrapped around me. Yes, lots of naughty thoughts come my way. Oh, yes, I wonder how big his cock is. What it would taste like, yes. They moved in on a Saturday morning under my watchful gaze. To my delighted surprise, it was weeks before I heard a peep out of them. The blonde man, the shorter of the two, yelled at the animal through the back door. Stephen, I'm going to run downtown and get the concert tickets. Are you sure you don't want to go? Oh, no thanks, Bill. I'm just going to soak up some sun by the pool and relax. I heard this conversation through the open window in my kitchen and moved to stand by the glass doors again, watching as Bill quietly pulled out of their driveway and headed downtown. And then, I looked down into their yard and saw Stephen, yes, sunbathing on a lounger near the pool, his only clothing being a pair of tiger striped swim trunks. He looks so fucking hot in those swim trunks. I'm starting to get aroused. I need to do my housework. And as I tried to go about my housework, I couldn't concentrate as I was drawn back to the window by my curiosity of this man, Stephen, the animal. I wonder if he really is an animal. Yes. I pulled a dining room chair in front of the glass doors and took a really good look at him. Oh, yes. Given the opportunity, I could really enjoy this man. And as my mind drifted, I could feel a dampness between my legs. Oh, yes. Oh, I slipped off my tank top and pressed my double T breasts together. Oh, yes. By contemplating the feel of this man's hands, I then unhooked my bra and removed it also. I licked my finger slowly and circled my nipples with the moisture on the tip of my finger. Oh, yes. I like that. God, I wish you could see this. Oh, my nipples hardened at my own touch, and my body, oh yes, I responded to this simple arousal. Yes. Yes. I continued to watch Stephen as I stood now leaning against the glass. I then slipped my right hand into my shorts, rubbing my clit for him. Yes. I'm getting wetter. Yes. Yes, you like that? As my left hand continued to tease my breast, I wondered to myself what Stephen would feel like, what he would taste like. Yes. The moisture between my legs grew as I stroked more intensely. Yes. Yes. I must have closed my eyes for an instant, because when I looked back down at Stephen, I realized he was rubbing his cock through his trunks. Oh, yes, watching me. Yes. Yes, I like that. But then, I backed away from the window, embarrassed at being caught. I sat on the dining room table and continued to stroke myself, knowing that Stephen had been turned on by what he had seen. Oh, yes. Yes. Suddenly, there was a tap on the door. I looked up to find him standing on the deck. His hand covered his beautiful erection, but his beautiful green eyes pleaded for more. I'll give him more, yes. How could I say no to such a sight? Oh, I love his beautiful erection. I cannot wait to see his cock. But I did not open the door, but stepped up to it and lowered my shorts. I did not have any panties on, and my sex, it had been shaved clean. The door was not locked, and he could have entered, but he simply stood there, mouth wide open, watching. Oh, as I slipped my hand between my legs and began pumping myself with two fingers. Yes, you like that, baby? Yes. Oh, you like that sight? Yes. Oh, it turns me on even more. With my other hand, I lifted a breast to my lips and licked. Yes. And sucked my nipple. Yes. At last, he could take no more teasing and push open the door. As he stepped into my home, I backed up until I was up against the dining room table. Yes. Take me, baby. Oh, I've been a bad girl. Yes. Stephen stepped up to me, lifted me, and set me down on the table. Oh, yes. I spread my legs, beckoning him to come closer. His stiff cock was still inside his trunks. As he stepped up to me, I reached down, rubbing his cock through his trunks. As he reached between my legs and stroked my hard clit, yes, dripping with sweet juice. Yes. I could feel moisture through his trunks and knew it was time we received relief from the sexual tension that enfolded us. Stephen, bring it out for me, will you? I asked. He pulled his trunks down, bending down, and as he brought them to his ankles, he didn't stand right up, but placed his hands on my knees, spreading my legs more, and began kissing my thighs. Yes. Feels good, baby. I lay back on the table and moaned with pleasure as his beautiful lips slowly traveled up to my cunt to kiss and pleasure me. Yes. Don't stop. Fuck. Yes, feels so fucking good. His tongue danced on my clit before plunging into me. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Feels good. As he pumped me with his beautiful, magical tongue, my breath quickened and I needed to fucking come. I reached down to him, pulling him in closer. oh, pumping with him, until the first wave of orgasm rushed through me. Yes, I'm coming. Yes. I lay there panting, feeling my cunt tighten around his tongue as my blood pumped rapidly through my veins. Yes. My clit throbbed wildly with delight. And I really wanted Steven inside me, fucking me. Oh, I needed that cock now. Please. Steven, I really need you. Please. Come inside me. Oh, will you? I moaned out. Steven wasn't slow to react, slipping his beautiful, hard cock deep inside me. Yes. I love that cock. Yes. He placed his hands under my thighs, my feet on his shoulders, as he pressed his hard cock into me. Yes. My hands grasped the edge of the table as I lifted myself up to meet his cock. Oh, yes. God, I need his cock. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so glad I got it. Each thrust. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, baby. Fuck me. Brought me closer and closer to that orgasm. I imagine the day he moved in. Yes. Give it to me, daddy. Give me your cock, baby. Fuck me. Yes. Steven was watching his cock glide in and out of me. And when I knew I was ready, oh, Steven, I'm going to come again. Oh, come with me, I demanded. And I came hard. Yes. My muscles contracting, milking the sweet cum from his cock. My body trembled slightly as my climax slowly subsided. Steven bent over me, nuzzling a nipple. I giggled at the realization of what we'd just done. Fucked. Oh, what a good fuck. Yes. Steven said with a grin, "Nice to meet you, neighbor. Mind if I drop by again?" Oh, fuck yes, baby. Come with me again and again and again. Oh, I love your cock. Yes. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovies, remember, stay horny, stay wet, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.